A controversy from last year is flaring up again. Dubai Ports World is the United Arab Emirates company that operates terminals at 5 U.S. ports. Last year, several angry politicians demanded it sell its U.S. operations to an American company. Many in Congress thought allowing Dubai Ports World to run the ports was an unacceptable security threat. Well, the sale is getting ready to close, but today, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer said the deal may not happen at all because of last-minute demands made by the Port Authority of New York.
You can imagine how upset we were to learn that, of all people, the Port Authority is now throwing a monkey wrench in this deal so it may well fall apart. What's happened is that the Port Authority has asked for an outlandishly high fee, and they are really playing with fire.
Well, NPR's Adam Davidson has been following this story and joins us from New York. Adam, wasn't this whole thing resolved a long time ago?
I think most people think it was, but it's still winding its way to a resolution. The story actually broke a year ago this very week. Senator Schumer himself was the one who exploded the story onto the scene by saying that it's unacceptable for a company from the United Arab Emirates to run U.S. ports. It took about a month. It was on the front pages for much of the next month as the two sides fought. Dubai Ports World and their allies in the Bush administration said, no, they're perfectly safe. Senator Schumer was joined by a lot of other politicians who said, no, it's unacceptable. And finally, Dubai Ports World and Congress reached an agreement that Dubai Ports World would sell all of its U.S. holdings to an American company.
And yet, the deal hasn't gone through yet.
No, it still hasn't, even a year later. Dubai Ports World, to be fair, was handcuffed a bit. They were told that they had to sell their operations at basically 14 ports in the U.S., five major operations, and then a dozen or so more minor operations. But they were told they had to sell to an American-owned company. The problem is there are no big port companies owned by Americans anymore. All the big ones are foreigners. 80% of American ports are run by foreign companies. So Dubai Ports had to sell to an American company in some other line of business that was willing to spend about $1 billion to get into the port business. They finally did about 2 or 3 months ago. They convinced the insurance giant AIG, whose initials stand for American International Group, so it has the name American right in its title. They agreed to buy Dubai's U.S. holdings as an investment, but then the Port Authority came in with this last-minute demand.
Yes, as we heard Senator Schumer say, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey is asking a lot. What are they asking?
Well, the Port Authority is basically the landlord here, and they rent out the land that they own to terminal operators who then run these ports. They are saying that if Dubai Ports World is transferring ownership to another company, that the Port Authority is entitled to a transfer fee. They're saying something in the neighborhood of $80 to $85 million. There is nothing in the lease itself that refers to a transfer fee, but the Port Authority says, well, we have the lease does say we must consent to any change of ownership, and we're not going to give our consent unless you give us $84 million.
So what's actually happening now? Who actually owns and runs the terminals?
Well, even now, a year after the controversy, Dubai Ports World does own all these terminal operations all over the U.S. They say that it's a U.S. subsidiary who's running them, and so there's no one in Dubai who's actually in charge of these U.S. ports. But they're ready to sell. They want to sell to AIG. AIG wants to buy. But if Port Authority sticks to their guns, the whole deal might fall apart. Senator Schumer and other senators have said they will cut off federal funds to the Port Authority if that happens.
Okay. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
It's NPR's Adam Davidson speaking with us from New York.